Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. We are turning our sights now to the Class A individual opening round action. They're just wrapping up some AAA action. And then all eight mats will be fully occupied by Class A. The first one should be Jacob Leibel, the eighth grader from Royalton, Uppsala. Five Royals here. Jacob will get Landon Beyer of Frazee down on mat six. That is match number 722. There's still a AAA match going on down there, so they are not to that one yet. Maybe we'll get to Jackson Held on mat three. There's a AAA match going there yet. Jackson's match at 160 pounds will feature Jackson against Caleb Basura, eighth grader from Badger Greenbush Middle River. Lyle Zimmerman will be on mat five. 170 pounds, Colton Walbogle of Osakis, the opponent for Lyle. Then a pair of matches on mat number one, Marshall Meal against Caden Steppen, the defending champ at 182. And then at 220, Jason Casella against Ryan Schoenfelder from Goodhue.
Carter Cabin, New York Mill, and Deer Rivers, Chase Keeving.
So far today, it started with a 9 a.m. session in AA. Jake Andres opened things up for Piers with a fall. Brandon Tamala at 145 lost a 10-4 decision. Carson Hulls lost a 7-1 decision in his 220-pound match. So Andres won. Tamala and Hulls have to await their fate in the wrestlebacks if they get that opportunity. Foley sent seven individuals. Six of them won their openers. Nathan Garceau at 113 won an 11-2 decision. Cameron Coates at 126 won 9-3. John Durkas, a 9-4 win at 138. From Lewiston, Altura. Mitch Rothfork at 145 lost 16-4. So Mitch has to await a potential wrestleback. He lost it to the number one ranked kid in the state, Hibbing's A.J. Bethia. And then Justin Henry, a 6-0 win in his 170-pound match. Sailor Schmidt fall at 195. Mitch Tregg fall at 285. And for the Little Falls Flyers in AAA, they sent three. Gabe Nagel lost a close 5-4 decision to third-ranked Sam Webster of Shakopee. Simon Bryce, a Tech Fall 16-1 win in his 152-pound match over Miguel Uriola of Roseville area. And at 195, Sam Nagel lost by fall to a wrestler from Owatonna. So that leaves us with the five Royalton Uppsala wrestlers, Leibold, Held, Zimmerman, Meal, and Casella to come. Jacob Leibold will be on mat number six, which is currently occupied by a AAA match. Down on this end, Class A on mats 4 and 8. It looks like mat 3 and 7 are Class A. Mat 2 is A. Mat 5 is AAA. And mats 1 and 5. Mat 6 is AAA. Mat 1 and 5 are A. So the Leibold mat is the only one that's still involved in a AAA match. Everything else has rolled over.
Man number five, from Wyndham Mountain Lake, Alex Borsgaard.
When we come back, Jacob Leibold will be out there against Landon Beyer of Frazee.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40, and a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Piers Athletics, Music, and
When it comes to your health, you want the best possible care from experienced, knowledgeable providers. The quality of care that you receive can make all of the difference. Are you tired of big business running your health care? At the Foley Medical Center, their staff takes the time to get to know you and your family. The Foley Medical Center is an independent clinic located in Foley. They offer convenient access to personal health care. Whether it's for wellness services or an injury, the staff at Foley Medical Center is there to provide you with the compassion, respect, and excellence that you deserve. Their number one priority is putting their patients first. They pride themselves on approaching their patients' health care needs in an individualized manner. What does this mean for you? Well, the majority of your health care needs can be met at the clinic. If you require specialty care, they'll assist you in coordinating those arrangements. At the Foley Medical Center, they know you by name. Schedule your appointment today by calling 320-968-7234. Their staff will be happy to assist you. Foley Medical Center, when you call, they listen.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the Fix-It techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side.
Hey everyone, Jason said Lovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Foley Physical Rehab, proud provider of athletic training services for Foley schools since 2002, offers physical therapy services for many conditions. In addition to treating sports injuries, they also specialize in injuries due to car accidents, work injuries, low back pain, headaches, foot pain, shoulder pain, and post-surgical rehab. They also make custom orthotics for foot pain and carry a large variety of braces. Combining over 50 years of clinical knowledge and individual treatment plans to fit your needs, they specialize in hands-on healthcare, utilizing the latest technology and manual therapy techniques to ensure the highest quality of care. Call 320-968-4677 to schedule an appointment with Foley Physical Rehab.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Welcome back to the XL Energy Center. Still awaiting the appearance of a Jacob Leibold match against Landon Beyer on a Mat 6. Mat 6 is far behind all the other seven mats. They are well into Class A, and they're still wrestling heavyweights in AAA on Mat 6. Not sure what the slowdown or the bottleneck was there on that one. But that's where Leibold will open up his tournament as an eighth grader against senior Landon Beyer. Then we'll have Jackson Held. He'll be on mat 3, match number 767. Looks like there's a Black Duck Cass Lake Bina wrestler right there now. Match number 711. That would be Trevor Jansen against Trevor Pearson of Maple River. Oh, that heavyweight match didn't land. That'll speed up Mat 6. A quick fall there. So that should do it for the AAA round. And now all eight mats.
Our wrestler on mat number 3 at 113 pounds, Class A, Trevor Jensen, Black Duck, Cass Lake, Vina. And from Maple River, Trevor Pearson.
Jacob Leibold is match number 722.
Wrestling on mat number 7 at 120 pounds, single A, from Le Sueur Henderson.
And they are now going to put up 706.
And from Pipestone area,
so
Grant.
That means Leibold is in the hole on mat number 6. Leibold and Beyer from Frazee. Little Falls has gone 1-2. Foley went 6-1. Piers 1-2. And now we've got 5 Royals to come. The first, maybe Leibold, maybe Held. Then Zimmerman, Meal, and Casella. Coming up here at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The championship quarters are starting at 4.
Keegan Miller, Wabasha Kellogg.
That means they will clear the building.
Lucas Ripplinger.
And people will go out and enjoy downtown St. Paul for some lunch somewhere.
From West Central area, Ashby, Brandon, Evansville. Anthony
Sikora. And then come back in for the 4 o'clock match.
Kelvin Andre Hunt.
There's mat number 2 clearing up. We don't have anybody on mat 2 from Royalton. It'll be 6-3-5-1-1. Some of you may be watching on your computer. You can do that for a subscription fee, but the mat assignments, if you're wondering, Jacob Leibold will be on 6, Jackson Held will be on 3, Lyle Zimmerman will be on 5, and both Marshall Meal and Jason Casella will be on mat 1. And those are where I'm sitting on basically the opposite end of the arena.
Now wrestling on mat number 5. 152 pounds. From Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa.
BBE getting announced.
Adam Yeager. From the Kimball area, Austin Dunne.
Oh, that's a Central Minnesota Conference matchup. BBE and Kimball, Dunne and Yeager.
Tyler Jensen, Belgrade, Bruton.
Another Jaguar, Jensen from BBE.
Cole Rasmussen.
BBE lost in the Section 5 semifinals.
Number 8 at 138 pounds. From New York Mills is Matt Frost. From Medford, Willie Von Ruden.
Down on mat 8, match number 744. That's Matt Frost from New York Mills, the hometown of one Mr. Mitch Becker. Frost against Willie Von Ruden of Medford, 30-4. Frost is 32-9. Frost a junior, Von Ruden a sophomore. They haven't started yet. Leibel's match in the hole on mat 6. Then we'll have a flurry. Held and Zimmerman might be close to going at the same time on mats 3 and 5. Mat 5 has moved up a match. They have now advanced to match number 769. I think Zimmerman's on deck there on 5. I think Lyle's on deck.
Wrestling on mat number 5 at 160 pounds from Goodview is Kelby O'Reilly.
Zimmerman against Walvogel likely next. I didn't think that would be the first Royalton one out, but it looks like the way things have advanced here that Lyle Zimmerman will be the first Royal to take the mat here in St. Paul. As the match prior to his is underway on mat 5. That will be a Prairie Conference Royalton-Osakis matchup. Although, is Royalton in the Prairie there? Aren't they in that, what's that other conference that they're in, Park Ridge, or? I think it's a different one.
132, Teddy Peck, Mineota, Walker.
Matt 1. Every time I see a maroon singlet, I got to look and make sure that they don't sneak a Royal out there. That is not. Matt 1 is at 749. They're actually getting close to Marshall Meal's match, too. When that kid caught it in a cradle, that match might get over in a hurry. Leibold up. See, they're at
145.
Match number 706.
And Quad County, Aiden Fierce.
Last night here, the champions crowned in the 3 team classes. 2 of them repeats. Sombrero Mazeppa, Class A. Casson Matterville in Double A. And St. Michael Albertville wins the Triple A title. So all 3 champions hyphenated. Sombrero Mazeppa, Casson Matterville, St. Michael Albertville. As far as the draws for these guys go in Class A, Leibold. Landon Beyer, that'll be a tough one. He's a seasoned wrestler, senior. Jacob's just an eighth grader, although Jacob does have a nice record. 29-14. Landon has been down here many times. He knows the way to St. Paul from Frazee. 32-12. Frazee finished Class A runners-up last night, losing to Zombrero Mazeppa. Meyer name is a big one in Frazee wrestling.
Number 3 at 120 Class A. From St. James area, Sam.
As far as Jackson Held's match at 160.
Ramsey Bonero.
Jackson should be favored pretty heavily against Caleb Basura, Badger Greenbush Middle River. He's listed as an 8th grader with a 10-15 record. Jackson Held 39-4. He's a junior. Lyle Zimmerman. Well, his opponent is Colton Walbogel of Osakis. The senior is 34-1. So that's a tough draw for Lyle. Class A, 170. Walbogel's ranked number 5 in the state. At 182, Marshall Meal has defending state champ Caden Steffen. So that is a very tough draw for Marshall. And then Jacob Casella, or Jason Casella at 220. He's ranked 2nd. And Jason's draw. Jason should be favored there. Is against Ryan Schoenfelder from Goodhue, senior 25-8. As far as the 220-pounders, Casella, ranked number 2 in the state. Jared Haglin, Zimbardo Mazepa, is number 1. Dominic Vasura, the 9th grader, is ranked 3rd. Well, they got some young. Luke Tweeten from Frazee is a freshman, ranked 4th. Vasura from Badger Greenbush Middle River is a freshman, ranked 3rd at 220.
Taylor Ludwig from Eden Valley Watkins.
Here's Eden Valley Watkins' lone representative.
Boston Bagley.
And I think they're down on mat 7, if I look down there. Ludwig. Taylor Ludwig against Carter Sorensen of Boston Bagley. Yep, mat 7. And now on mat 6, Jake Mortensen, ACGC, Justin Crandall, Long Prairie Grey Eagle, Browerville, and they've listed up next, Jacob Leibold and Landon Beyer. So the match prior to the first Royalton match is on deck. On a mat 5, how close are we to Lyle Zimmerman's match? Is he listed? Mat 5. Yeah, Walvogel and Zimmerman are up next. And they are actually going to get going here because they're in the 3rd period in the match prior. So Zimmerman will be up first. Here for Royalton Upsala, we'll have Lyle Zimmerman at 170 pounds. He'll be the first Royal out there. He gets Colton Walbogel of Osakis next.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair.
Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right, they're checking in at the official score table. That is Royalton Upsala's 170-pounder, Lyle Zimmerman. And he is the opponent from Osakis, Colton Wolvogel.
Wrestling on mat number 2 at 138 pounds.
Wolvogel will have the red anklet. Green for Lyle Zimmerman.
And Kimball Area's Peyton Sufferbine.
And they're underway here. The first Royalton Upsala wrestler is Lyle Zimmerman down on mat 5. Gold singlet against Wolvogel in black and red.
Wolvogel. And from Royalton Upsala, Lyle Zimmerman.
Here's Wolvogel in on a leg, elevating, trying to fight that off is Zimmerman. And there's the takedown for Wolvogel. Wolvogel is 34-1. Zimmerman now underneath, balled up. Minute 20 to go in the first. Wolvogel with the early 2-0 lead. We should have Leibold and Held coming up. Jacob Leibold is due up on mat 6. Wolvogel. And there's an escape. Zimmerman able to free and get up and out. 2-1 now. 2-1 lead for Wolvogel of Osakis. Shot in by Zimmerman, thrown there by Wolvogel, and he's out of bounds. Good scramble there, good throw try. Wolvogel tried to catch him coming in and just cranked that over. 42 seconds left. Again, Zimmerman is showing aggression, first to shoot there, but Wolvogel with a throw, and he's got Zimmerman now. He's going to get a takedown out of that and two near fall. And he's up now 6-1, and he almost stuck him there. He really cranked that over. And now Wolvogel will go to work on a far side cradle here. Does he have time? No, now he switches. 15 seconds left. Towel Tapper comes out. Wolvogel has built himself a 6-1 lead on Royalton Upsala's Lyle Zimmerman. And it looks like the period will end that way. And it does. 6-1, Wolvogel leading Zimmerman after a period. Zimmerman has choice, and he's going to ride here in period 2. Jacob Leibold on deck against Landon Beyer of Frazee. And Wolvogel easily gets up and out. He didn't spend more than a couple of seconds down on the mat on the whistle. So it's 7-1 now for Wolvogel over Zimmerman. Shot in by Zimmerman. Caught in a front headlock right to a cradle here by Wolvogel. He's going to try and turn this cradle now. He's got the two. Now he lets go of the head now. He's not comfortable in that cradle. A couple of times he's had a cradle almost locked and then kind of released it. 9-1, Wobble. Trying to wrench that shoulder over here on Lyle Zimmerman. Switches off to the left hip side, cross face in. Minute 10 to go, second period. Wobble up 9-1. And I think we're going to have Leibold and Beyer stepping onto mat 6 here very quickly. Back to the middle come Wahlvogel and Zimmerman. Yeah, there's Beyer stripping off the warm-up, Frazee. And here comes Royalton Uppsala's 8th grader, Jacob Leibold. You'll hear the announcement.
Pounds, Landon Beyer of Frazee. Wrestling Jacob Leibold of Royalton Uppsala.
Here comes Wahlvogel picking an ankle, elevating and tripping down for another takedown, 11-2 now. So Leibold will have the red ankle, Beyer the green. 15 seconds left, second period, Zimmerman trailing Wahlvogel of Osakis. Beyer in a green, black, and white camo singlet. The maroon for Leibold, Royals down the spine, RU over the thigh. Beyer trying to sneak in behind. Leibold's got a headlock on. Now has to give up the head, no control yet. Good whizzer here by Leibold. He's really fighting off Beyer's attack here. And they're almost out of bounds as Beyer and Leibold, good scramble. Referee right there, arms extended, saying no control. Beyer trying to pull Leibold back onto the mat. Now he does, and he's got two. Takedown for Beyer. They're underway in the third for Zimmerman. He's down 11-2 with a minute 45 to go. So two Royals on the mat right now. Oh, nice switch there by Leibold, and he's going to try and crank this over. The eighth grader with a big turn there, and he's tied it up now. 2-2 with Beyer, and they're off the mat. And now Wahlvogel has Zimmerman turned to his back and getting near fall. Minute 20 to go. Zimmerman still caught, and he gives up two near falls, so it's 13-2, Wahlvogel. Leibold riding here on Beyer's left hip. 2-2 score there with 37 seconds left. Zimmerman in gold for Royalton Uppsala. Leibold in maroon for Royalton Uppsala. Neighboring mats here. Zimmerman's under a minute left. 13-2 deficit. Leibold's tied 2-2 with Beyer. Trying to run a half around. Now sneaks that arm under the waist. Wahlvogel still trying to finish off his match, 13-2 on Zimmerman. Leibold jumps off to the left hip, now jumps to the right side, grabs that left arm of Beyer, trying to pull Beyer back, but runs out of time. Good first period, though. Eighth grader Jacob Leibold in a 2-2 match with senior Landon Beyer of Frazee. We'll watch the end now of the Zimmerman-Wahlvogel battle. 14-2 for Wahlvogel with 10 seconds left. Leibold started down. He's going to try and roll out of this and escape. 2 seconds, 1 second, and it's a 14-2 decision for Wahlvogel. 14-2 is the final. So Zimmerman has to hope that Wahlvogel wins. And now they go out of bounds in the Leibold-Beyer match. 3-2, Beyer, there was an escape there by Leibold, so Leibold's got a lead now, and he shoots in on a fireman's. And Leibold trying to get two, he does, and Jacob Leibold now goes up 5-2 on Landon Beyer.
Riley Elsmo.
So good performance here by Jacob Leibold, the eighth grader. A lead over senior from Sidley, Landon Beyer.
Thomas Betcher.
Down to a minute 12 to go in the second period. The quarterfinals come up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, starting with AA. We should have Jackson Held coming up on mat 3. Still riding here, Leibel. He is really performing well here in his first appearance. Trying to run that half Nelson around on Beyer, bumps him forward. 40 seconds left in the second period for Jacob Leibold of Royalton Upsala with a 5-2 lead on Landon Beyer of Frazee. Then the Royals will have two matches on mat 1. Marshall Meal and Jason Casella will wrap up the round. Leibold just riding hard here on Beyer. Beyer's able to do nothing underneath. Leibold has taken it to under 10 seconds in the second period. Tal Tapper's out, and after two periods on the mat at the XL, eighth grader Jacob Leibold leading senior Landon Beyer 5-2. Beyer's going to go on the feet here with Leibold. Third period underway. Beyer tries to shoot. Can Leibold defend out of that? He's got the ankle of Beyer. Now switches across. Still trying to turn the corner here, though, is Beyer. But now Leibold able to get the better angle. No points yet. And now he will get two. Leibold up 7-2 on Beyer. Despite giving up 5 years in age, I think Leibold's just a stronger kid. He just looks like he is overpowering Landon Beyer here.
And Cody Walters of Maple River.
He goes back to the crossface. We saw Leibold just ride Beyer in the second period. Beyer wanted none of that. He chose to go on his feet here, but Leibold with a takedown here. And he's got a minute to go from picking up a win at the state tournament. Crossface in here for Jacob Leibold. He's up 7-2 on Frazee's Landon Beyer. And the referee says that's a stall on Beyer underneath. 40 seconds left. Leibold up 7-2.
Wrestling Dalton Wagner of Jackson.
Lyle Zimmerman loses a 14-2 decision to Wahlvogel of Osakis. Colton Wahlvogel. And Leibold is going to win this one as he pulls that left arm of Beyer back. 7 seconds to go for Leibold. And a very good performance by Royalton Upsala 8th grader Jacob Leibold, 7-2 over senior Landon Beyer. Leibold wins 7-2. He's going to the quarterfinals later on this afternoon. Congratulations, Jacob Leibold. Next up, mat 3 should be Jackson Held. Let's check the scoreboard.
Mat number 7 at 138 pounds.
Not yet. Jackson Held is not listed on the on-deck circle yet. So we can write in Royalton Upsala, 120-pounder, Jacob Leibold, 7-2 over Landon Beyer. Leibold now will get probably Cannon Swanson of BBE. I would think he would have been heavily favored over Caden Anderson of Fillmore Central Lanesboro, Mabel Canton. So Royalton is now 1-1 through two of their five matches. Jackson Held to come. Marshall Meal. He's match number 781.
At 126 pounds from Atwater Cosmos Grove City, Hayden Strowman.
Yeah, on deck will be Marshall Meal against defending champ Caden Steffen of Zumbrota Mazepa. They're up next. So likely Meal and Steffen will go before Jackson Held's match. Held will be on mat three. Still several matches away.
We have a mat change.
Uh-oh, mat changer. Listen to this.
Number 762.
No, it doesn't involve a Royalton wrestler. So when we come back, it should be Marshall Meal against defending state champ Caden Steffen of Zumbrota Mazepa.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigken Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
This is Dean Damon, Activities Director at Foley High School. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish the wrestling team and coaches good luck at the 2018 State Wrestling Tournament. I'd also like to wish good luck to the seven individuals who are wrestling in the individual state tournament. They are Nathan Garso, Cameron Kowitz, John Durkis, Mitch Rothfork, Justin Henry, Sailor Schmidt, and Mitch Trigg. Best of luck to the boys and girls basketball teams as they start their section tournaments, the Knowledge Bowl team in their regionals, and the speech and FFA teams as they continue their seasons. Thank you to everyone that supports Foley Activities. We couldn't do it without you. Go Falcons!
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Do you cringe at the thought of going through the process of getting a new phone? When you buy your new Verizon phone from us, we do all that we can to make sure that the experience is the best you've ever had. We verify you're on the right plan, we sell you what you want, and we take the time to transfer your content from your old phone whenever possible. For the superior customer service you deserve, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Got
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's and Piers is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, we're back at the XL Energy Center. We should have Marshall Meal out there very soon.
Wrestling on that
against Caden Steffen, defending state champ at 182.
From Canby,
three to go.
From the
so far for Royalton Upsala, Lyle Zimmerman loses a 14-2 decision to Colton Walbogle of Osakis. Jacob Leibold, a 7-2 win over Landon Meyer of Frazee. On mat number five, that is Braden Willis of Mille Lacs.
Wrestling
Josh Hansen of Canby, his opponent.
From Norwood, Young America.
So Meal and Casella will be on mat one. And we got Jackson Held due up on mat three, but they're starting to move matches around. So here comes Marshall Meal and defending state champ from Zumbrota Mazeppa, Caden Steffen. They'll be on mat number one. Third of five Royals to take the mat. See what ankle wrap these two men have. Steffen in the silver and navy blue with a blue paw print on the back. The maroon singlet for Marshall. They stride out to the middle. It'll be green for Steffen, red for Meal.
Wrestling on mat number one.
And here's the announcement.
82 pounds. Caden Steffen, Zabrona Mazeppa, and Marshall Meal. Royalton
Upsala. So defending state champ Marshall Meal, Caden Steffen and Marshall Meal underway.
5 pounds.
Steffen defeated Brett Kapsner of Piers in the finals last year, and they go quickly out of bounds. 15 seconds in, Meal and Steffen. Steffen trying to throw, and he slipped off, and Meal almost jumped on, almost got two. Marshall with a good slide by there, almost got two on the champ. Zumbrota repeated as team champions last night, defeating Frazee. Marshall Meal here. This is the 182 class. Marshall, senior, 26-11. Steffen tried to grab the wrist and just swing Marshall and get him off balance, but Marshall kept his footing well. And they're out of bounds again. No points have been scored yet. 103 to go for Steffen and Meal. 182. Here's Steffen attacking in on the single. Whizzer here by Marshall Meal. Marshall fighting this off. Stefan elevates, drives the hips forward, and got his two, and now he's got Meal to his back. Stefan with the fall. There it is, a fall in the late first for Caden Stefan. Pins Marshall Meal. And now Marshall hopes that Stefan wins his next match, which would seem highly likely, and that would give Marshall a chance to wrestle later on tonight in the wrestleback round. So that leaves us now with Jackson Held and Jason Casella. Casella will be on deck on mat number one. So the match prior to Jason's is about to get underway. Held is due up on mat number three. A couple of matches, but I'm guessing they're going to move that one. So
195 pounds.
Royalton so far 1-2 with two matches to go as they wrestle here in St. Paul.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce serves up delicious food for every appetite. During Lent, be sure to enjoy their awesome Friday fish fries, hand-breaded Alaskan pollock, deep-fried shrimp, halouski, mashed potatoes, cream peas, mac and cheese, baked beans, coleslaw, and bread, all you can eat for only $11. Tuesdays are for tacos, $1 for hard or soft shell, $2 for deep-fried tacos. On Wednesday, enjoy a one-topping pizza for only $5. And Thursdays, it's time to try their wing special or all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread. The Brickyard also features an extensive full menu with mouth-watering burgers, appetizers, wraps, and so much more. When you're hungry, the place to go is the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
All right, we've got Jason Casella out there. The match prior to his ended with a very quick fall. Casella in action against Ryan Schoenfelder of Goodhue, and Casella's in for two early.
220 Class A.
Casella up 2-0. Jason
West Central area
with a 39-1 record. Schoenfelder senior 25-8.
Now wrestling on
Casella in on the single here. He's got the two so far. Elevating the leg, trying to trip down. Does so, returns Schoenfelder back down to the mat. So the only Royal yet to show up here is Jackson Held.
Now wrestling.
See if they move his mat somewhere.
Class A, Logan Tech, Sibley East.
Out near the edge, and they're ruled out of bounds. Schoenfelder in the purple of Goodhue. The maroon for Jason Casella.
Wrestling on mat number 8, 170 pounds from Boston Bagley.
Hand fighting here. Casella stepping into Schoenfelder. Jason with an early takedown here. We're down to 48 seconds left in the first.
Brandon and Evansville. Levi Larkin.
Casella reaches for the head, tries to pull forward, grabs the elbow of Schoenfelder. Here's Casella in on the hips. Two. Takedown for Casella. And he's getting near fall. Casella with a fall. 25 seconds left. Casella with a pin. He'll go to the quarters in the first period fall here.
Kimball area and Brendan Johnson.
So Casella on. He'll get either Mason Nibby of West Central or Ben Zippoy of Kimball.
From Waterville, Allegiant Morristown.
So Casella joins Jacob Leibold of Royalton Upsala in the quarters later today. Royalton now 2-2, and the guy that'll make it a 3-2 or 2-3 opening round will be Jackson Held. He's due up on mat 3. Let's see where they have Jackson here.
And from Crookston, Colton Weiland.
He's not listed anywhere. Is he up next? He'll be on mat 3. They're on match number 751 right now. So Casella with a first period fall. Leibold won 7-2 over Landon Beyer. 2-2 for Royalton Upsala. And the next round of action is slated for 4 o'clock, so it's going to be about a two-hour wait before the AA championship quarterfinals. Then they'll go to AAA and then Class A, same rotation they've used here in the opening round. So Jackson Hell to wrap up Class A and Royalton's action when we return.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and
maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
The Foley Wrestling Club would like to wish all Foley wrestlers from kindergarten to senior the best of luck in the 2017-2018 season. They're so proud of all your efforts. The Wrestling Club would like to remind everyone of this year's raffle fundraiser. The grand prize is a Polaris Sportsman 570, and second through fifth prizes are $500 cash each. Tickets will be on sale at all home events or from the wrestling parents. Prizes will be drawn at the January 18th home try with Malacca and Watertown Mayor. January 18th is also Takedown Cancer Night. T-shirts will be on sale at www.henryesp.com, with proceeds going to the Randy Shaver Cancer Research and Community Fund.
Mm-hmm. The more your life changes, the more your insurance needs change. That's why you need Gary Scott, an agent at Gary Scott Agency. In just minutes, he can conduct a free personal insurance review to help you determine how much and what type of coverage is right for you, with no costly gaps or overlaps. For details, contact Gary Scott, agent at Gary Scott Agency Incorporated. Call 320-983-6880 or stop by at 405 2nd Avenue Southeast in Malacca today. Henry Embroidery and Screen Printing is proud to support all Falcon Athletics and would like to wish the Foley Wrestlers the best of luck in the team tournament for the 11th year in a row, as well as the 7 Falcon individuals that have qualified. Henry Embroidery and Screen Printing is locally owned and operated and makes all types of apparel using a variety of decorating techniques. So whether you have an idea for your sports team, office staff, 5K race, family reunion, or grandma's birthday party, give them a call. They make a shirt for that. Oh, and Justin, Mom and Dad want to say, thanks for the ride, kid. Watching you for the last 13 years has been one of our greatest joys. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Jackson Held is moving on to the mat. He'll face Caleb Basura of Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. Boy, he's a tall, lean eighth grader. Jackson, a junior. Held 39-4, 10-15 for Basura. The green singlet for the bat are the Gators. And the maroon for Held, and here we go. Royalton Upsala has gone 2-2 so far in their five or of their first four, and now Held on the early attack. Vassura able to fight it off.
Royalton Upsala, Jackson Held.
They're on mat three.
Bakura, Badger, Greenbush.
There's a shot in on a double by Held. Couldn't get in on the lanky Vassura. Now he does have the leg up and trips. No control yet. Whizzer in by Basura. Pulling Basura back in, elevating. Now the trip and two. Held scores with a minute 20 to go. Jackson Held up 2-0 on Caleb Basura of Badger, Greenbush, Middle River. Held looking for win number 40 this year. Looks like he wants to cradle. There's a lot of space there for Basura. He's got a cradle, and he's got it turned over. And Held will try and finish off Basura with a tight cradle here. Referee's there. Oh, Basura rolls out. Three near fall, though, so a 5-0 lead for Jackson Held. Our final match. Here's the cradle again. He's got the cradle. Oh, he gave it up, though. Comes up high. Goes up under the wrist. Now cross face in. 30 seconds to go. A 5-0 lead for Royalton Upsala's Jackson Held over Caleb Basura of Badger Greenbush Middle River. Way up on the Canadian border.
Mountain Christian,
Might be the furthest north team here in St. Paul. Here's Hell trying to just overpower Vasura. Vasura very flexible up top, able to keep those shoulders from being turned. 3 seconds left. And we'll get to a second period with Held up 5-0 on Caleb Vasura. And Held has choice and goes down. Jackson Held on the Hastings Raiders, Matt, number 3. Once this match is concluded, we'll run through all the three classes, AA, AAA, and A. There's an escape, 6-0 now for Held. They go back on their feet. Held shoots. He takes Vasura down for two more. And it's an 8-0 lead for Jackson Held. Can he turn him here?
Wrestling on mat number 8 at 100.
He's got that butcher on, and this is going to get tight. Held with near fall. Can he cinch that over? Again, the flexibility of Vasura shows itself. Gets back. It's now an 11-0 lead for Jackson Held. Held has him turned again. He's going to get another three if he doesn't pin him. Still a minute 15 to go in the second period for Jackson Held. Looking for win number 40 this season. He's chest to chest, and there's the slap. A fall win for Jackson Held over Caleb Vasura.
We have a map change.
And the Royals go 3-2. Jacob Leibel, Jackson Held, and Jason Casella will wrestle in the quarterfinals.
And Denver Noise of Canby.
Lyle Zimmerman and Marshall Meal will hope for wrestleback opportunities. So we'll come back. We will take a look at all of the results from this round of opening round action, and then we'll wrap it up until the 4 o'clock championship quarters. So back for a final wrap-up after this.
At Henry's Catering, they know you want the best for your guests, and that's exactly what they provide. The perfect meal, made from scratch, with friendly service and a professional presentation. At Henry's Catering, whether you choose Henry's Banquet Center or another location, they'll work with you to create the menu and event of your dreams. For more information, find Henry's Catering on the web at henryscatering.com. Henry's Catering. Life is a journey. Let's make it delicious.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, 18 first-round matches in three different classes of wrestling have been completed. And here's the results. We'll start in AA. That's the way the day started. That's the way we'll start. Piers gets three individuals down here, and they go 1-2. Jake Andries wins his 120-pound match, caught his opponent in a cradle and pinned him. So Jake's in 120-pound quarters. Brandon Tamala lost a 10-4 decision at 145 against a wrestler from Fairmont, Martin County West. And Carson Halls lost to the number 2-ranked wrestler from Delano, 7-1. So Tamala and Hulls have to hope for wrestlebacks to continue their seasons. Andries will wrestle in the 4 o'clock championship quarters. 1-2 for Piers. Foley sends 7th. They win 6. Nathan Garceau wins 11-2 at 113. Cameron Coates wins 9-3 at 126. John Durkas wins 9-4 at 138. Mitch Rothwork lost 16-4 to number 1 ranked A.J. Bethea of Hibbing at his 145-pound match. So there's a pretty good chance Rothwork will continue on with the number 1 ranked kid. Has to win to give Mitch a chance. Justin Henry wins 6-0 at 170. Sailor Schmidt and Mitch Tregg both won by fall at 195 and 285. So Garceau, Coates, Durkas, Henry, Schmidt, and Tregg are in the quarters in AA for Foley. Little Falls sends 3 in AAA. Gabe Nagel lost a tough one, 5-4 to Sam Webster of Shakopee, ranked 3rd in the state. Simon Bryce, 152-pounder, the senior Tech Fall win, 16-1. Sam Nagel lost by fall against a wrestler from Owatonna at 195. So the Flyers go 1-2. Simon Bryce will be in the AAA quarters, with Gabe and Sam Nagel needing an opportunity to wrestle back later on with their opponents hoping to win. And then we just witnessed the Royalton Upsala Royals send five down here. An impressive win for 8th grader Jacob Leibold, 7-2 over senior Landon Beyer of Frazee. Jackson Held, a fall win, so he's advancing. So the 120 and 160 pounders will be in the quarters. Lyle Zimmerman ended up losing 14-2 in his 170 match against Walvogel from Osakis, ranked 5th in the state. Marshall Meal lost by fall to defending state champion and number 1 ranked Caden Steffen of Zumbrota Mazeppa. And Jason Casella, ranked 2nd in the state, won by fall. So he's going to the quarterfinals. Those all happen starting at 4 o'clock, AA, AAA, and then A, and then a round of all-class consolation wrestlebacks. That's the schedule. And that'll start in about 2 hours. So go get yourself a sandwich. Do what you got to do and come back for a 4 o'clock quarterfinal round. See how many make it to the semis. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here at 4 at the XL Energy Center at State Tournament Wrestling on You Are There Sports.